now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, otherwise known as Pastor Roland. Yes, indeed, Pastor Roland. And this is Talk to a Pastor, a very special program just for, well, I was going to say just for you folks in the Inland Empire and Los Angeles area, but you know, actually it's for people around the world because people visit my blog, my website, and they also listen to my programs there because I have all of my programs available there in podcast form so you can listen to them. Now, what's today's program going to be about? Today we're looking at Pastor's Inbox, some of the questions that I had to deal with this last week. Let's begin with a question from a person who asked about, you know, the old expression, things that go bump in the night. You know, a lot of, let me start talking about little children. A lot of little children get scared at night. They want to come to be in mommy's or mommy and daddy's bedroom. They're afraid to be alone. Now, what do I think of that? I think that if the little child is afraid, then he should be in mommy and daddy's bedroom. See, now some parents, they got it all wrong. They got it all wrong. They think that, well, we have to train our child to leave us alone so that we can sleep. But you see, perhaps later, maybe when the child is older, when you can talk to the child about it, perhaps then. But when the child is very little, if the child is afraid, then it's very appropriate that he come to be with mommy and daddy. That's what I think. So if you parents have a little child that cries and wants to be in your bedroom, then just let the child be in your bedroom. There's nothing, no reason why you can't. As a matter of fact, a lot of parents, when their child is very little, they have their crib, the child's crib in the bedroom, in the master bedroom with the parents. And it's a very beautiful thing because the little child is right there where you can watch over it, you see. And then when the child is a little older, a year older, 2 years older, if he wants to sleep in mommy and daddy's bedroom, why not? Why not? Why not? Think outside the box a little bit. Especially when the box is not a very nice box and doesn't make any sense. So always look into your heart and do what's right, you see. Your little child is afraid of something. Now, here's where I'm going with this. Here's where I'm going with this. I'm very much aware that little children can have active imaginations, and I know that if a child eats, maybe too much candy or something, and then goes to sleep, they might sleep fitfully. And I'm also aware that if the child saw some kind of a scary movie or something, which little children shouldn't be watching scary movies, incidentally. But let's say a child saw a scary movie and then had a dream and then was scared. Well, that can be. And if that's the case, then the child still can come to be with mommy and daddy. Why not? What's a mommy and daddy for, if not to be there for their little child? See? And now the other thing I want to do right now before I go on to the next important point is to make a very important point that you parents have to use. Some of you parents, you know, I sometimes wonder if you have any common sense at all. You have to ask yourself, now my little child, is my little child 2 years old or is my little child 30 years old, or 20 years old, see? And what's appropriate for a little two-year-old that's different than what might be appropriate for a 20 or 30-year-old, you see? And you have to ask myself, is my child a sweet little innocent child, or is my child a hardened gang member? If your child is a sweet little innocent child, then I really doubt if your child is up to no good. He just is afraid and wants to be with mom and daddy, okay? When he's scared at night. Nighttime can be scary, even for us adults. I shall be right back. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, Director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Pastor Roland. This is the Pastor Roland Show. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is scary things at night. But first, I want to wait until this beautiful music is over. Incidentally, if you want to go to my website, you can go to mypastorchat.com, www.mypastorchat.com. Now, there are scary things during the night. There are scary things. I'm not going to go into all the different variations of scary things, but let's just say that there are scary things. And, you know, like some people, they wake up and there's something dark in the corner. Something dark. A looming figure, often like with a black cape and a black hood maybe over its head or something. Very scary. Well, that's something scary. You know, and little children, they see, they sometimes see things that we don't see as adults. So if your little child sees something and is afraid of something, then if I were you, I think I would just, you know, not try to argue with the child, just comfort the child in some way, and like that, you see, or stay with the child by its bedside until the child goes back to sleep. Now, scary things. See, now there are scary things that come and bother people. They even bother people that are very aware or very nice or very good people. But the thing that is the biggest protection for a little child is aware parents. Aware parents. Okay? So we're talking about parents who are not smoking marijuana, who are not taking drugs, who are not all caught up in some ridiculous DVDs that they're watching or video games. They're not all caught up in the internet. They're not all caught up in some phone conversation or gossip. They're not all lost in worrying and so on. They are aware. That's the best protection for a little child. You see, when we are very, very aware, let me just put it to you this way. Scary things, they don't like people who are very, very aware, because when you as a parent are very aware, or you as a person are very aware, you are closer to God than when you're not aware. They love to sneak up on you when you're lost in thinking or lost in being angry, lost in doing something foolish, lost in drugs, lost in alcohol, lost in marijuana, see, lost in something that's not appropriate, lost in something. That's when they love to sneak up to you and either play upon your imagination or whisper something from stage left for you to do that's very foolish. See, that's when they sneak up. And of course, when you're dreaming, when you're laying asleep at night dreaming, well, you're not terribly aware if you're asleep. Although a spiritual person will even there have a sensory level awareness, but that's when they sneak up. Okay, so if they do, and they will, because that's what they are. There are different ones. Some of them are just naughty. Some are evil. But whatever they are, never mind. It's not that important. The important thing is that if you wake up and you feel pressure, you feel something pressuring you, or you see something scary, then just quietly cry out to God. Quietly cry out to your Creator. And He will rescue you. The naughty thing, the scary thing, will go away. You'll be safe. See? Now, very aware. Now, what do I mean by very aware? Very aware. Now, there are different, and I wanted to say there are different things. There are things that scare little children, and then there are things that scare teenagers. And then there are things that scare adults. And, you know, there's just so many of them. Just know that they're not nice, and they do want to scare you. And if they can, they want you to be afraid. They want you to be upset, see? Well, if there's something scary, then you will be a little bit scared or a lot scared. That's okay. That's honest. But then just quietly cry out to God. That's all. Just cry out to God. Cry out to your Creator. Now, incidentally, while we're on the subject, the meditation that I have a very nice little meditation. I've talked about it before, haven't I? It's a little Christian meditation, or a little awareness meditation, a little stress reduction meditation, a little stillness meditation, call it what you will. But what it actually is a little awareness exercise. It helps you to be more aware, less lost in thinking and imagination and daydreams, and more aware, which is very, very, very good. Now, may I give you an example of what I mean by awareness? Okay. See, a lot of people are so lost in their drugs, and they're so lost in their alcohol, or in their work, or in their games, or in their telephone conversations, that they're not aware. I'm sure you've seen people that are driving a car and they've got the cell phone in one ear, and then they just pull right out in front of you and they didn't even see you. Or I'm sure you've been lost in thought and you're driving down the freeway, you're supposed to get off at a certain exit, you're so lost in thought you drive right past it. Well, that's being unaware. You're lost in thinking about something. See. Now let me talk about what awareness is. I'll give you a couple of little examples so you have an idea what I mean. For example, have you ever had a situation where you were involved with somebody? I don't care whether it's a boss or a leader or a minister or a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a friend or it doesn't matter, but you were involved with somebody and then all of a sudden you find out that they're not a nice person. All of a sudden you make the discovery and you find out that they're liars. Well, I'll continue this after this little break. Please listen to this break and I'll tell you more about awareness.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's ROLANDTRUJILLO, Box 282, 1698 Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. The program is Talk to a Pastor. I am Pastor Roland. Now, what do I have for you? I have this wonderful program where I talk about life. And I help people. I help people with life issues and relationship issues. And I am a pastor, a non-denominational pastor, but I'm able to talk to just regular people. And you don't have to be a Christian to listen in to me. You don't have to be a Christian, or you could be a backslid Christian. You can be anything. You can be an atheist. You can be an agnostic. You can be a Christian. I don't care. Buddhist, whatever. But what I say does it sit right with you? Does it make common sense? See? And I think you'll see that it does. Now, we were talking about awareness. I was describing to you what awareness is. Incidentally, my counseling center, where you have access to all of my wonderful materials, blogs, DVDs, not DVDs, I mean audio, books, and so on, is at commonsensecounseling.org. It's commonsensecounseling.org, www.commonsensecounseling.org. And if you want to go to my Talk to a Pastor site, for example, if you'd like to talk to me, would you like some pastoral counseling, some feedback? Do you need a third-party opinion on something? Would you like some professional feedback on an issue that you're having, a relationship issue or an emotional issue or something? Or a question you've always wanted to ask a pastor? See? Or do you have an issue you'd like to talk to somebody about, but you don't want to go, you know, somewhere where you're going to have a record following you around, or you don't want everybody to know? You'd like some anonymity, you'd like some confidentiality, some privacy. Well, you could talk to me. So if you go to mypastorchat.com, mypastorchat.com, now, there I am. You can talk to me. You can either talk to me on the phone, by Skype, or live chat, or you can email me. All of those. So it's really, really, really a neat, and for a reasonable amount, a very reasonable fee. Very, very reasonable. And the reason I charge a fee is because it helps me to stay on the air, and it helps me, which I'm not making enough, incidentally. I'm still not breaking even, but it helps, and it gives you a chance to make a donation to someone that's really helping somebody. You know, you give money to these big organizations, and where does it go? Who knows? If you give it to me, I'm one person. I'm a man with a microphone. That's all. I'm just one person. I don't have a church building. You can't belong to my organization. I'll help you, and then I'll never bother you. So it's very beautiful. If you really, really want to help the people, you can see what I'm doing here. I'm talking to people. Then, you know, you can get some help from me, make a donation, and it's me and it helps others. So now, after having said all of that, that was a good little infomercial, do you think? Now I'm still going to get to awareness. I know you want to know about awareness. And so I'm going to talk about awareness because it's very important. And the little meditation that I have helps you to be aware. That's all. It helps you to snap out of your daydreams and your negative thoughts and your negative emotions and come up to reality and enjoy the bright sunshine and hear the birds singing, and life will be much sweeter. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Pastor Roland. I have a very nice counseling service. Incidentally, if you are someone who wants confidentiality and you have an issue you want to talk to somebody about in private, in confidence, you don't want a record of it following you around, you don't want people to know who you are when you talk to them about your issue. You know, you're an actor, you're an entertainer, you're an attorney, you're a policeman. You're a prominent person, you're a wealthy person, you're a clergy member. See? You're a doctor. You want to talk to somebody. Well, that's also what I do. You know, call it counseling if you like, mentoring, feedback. I've been helping people on the air for 21 years on the radio. I have a master's degree in human relations, PhD. I have a corporate background. I taught graduate courses at the university and undergraduate courses for almost 20 years. I've written books. See? All you have to do is go to my Pastor Chat. You'll find out all the information. You'll figure it all out. Relationships, well, if you go to my Pastor Chat or if you go to commonsensecounseling.org, you'll see. It's all there. You'll figure it out. Yes, we were talking about awareness. Now, I said, have you ever had a situation where you were involved with somebody? Let's say it was a boyfriend. I'll just say a boyfriend. And then you found out through some of your friends, finally, there was the evidence, somewhere or another, that he was a cad. Absolutely, 100%, the guy was no good. He was a cad. He was lying to you. You found that out. See? And then all of a sudden you meet him. For the next time that you meet him, okay, the next time that you meet him, now here he comes with a smiling face, you know, smiling and how you doing and acting all nicey-nice. And you look at him, see, you're kind of standing back, you're objective, you don't have any feelings whatsoever, you just look at him. And he can sense that the game is up. He senses it. He might try some little ploy or try some more lies or who knows what he'll try or try to confuse you or try to blame you or accuse you or something rather. But nevertheless, the way you look at him, he can just sense there's a whole something different about you. The game is up. Now you know about him. You don't believe him anymore. You see through him. You see right through him. See? That's awareness. That's awareness. See? Now, now let's tie that in with the scary things, the naughty things, the mean things that come, you know, at night and scare people. Well, if you're very aware, for example, you practice a little meditation that I have, and you wake up, you quietly cry out to God. When you're very aware, what that means is you're standing back, you're watching, you're observing, see, and you're in an objective state, and you're quietly inquiring of God. And mean and naughty and scary things sense that you are, that you don't know what to do, and that you are inquiring of God. See? And they will run for the hills. They will run for the hills, just like the cad, the boyfriend, when he finds out that you know the truth about him. The game is up. You're not going to fall for his little tricks anymore. It's all over. Awareness, ladies and gentlemen, is a very, very, very nice thing to have. My name is Pastor Roland.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, I didn't even get to any of the other questions that I had. I had dealt with some other questions this week, but I covered this one very nicely, so I think I did a job on it, and I hope you enjoyed it. My name is Pastor Roland. You can visit me at mypastorchat.com. That's www.mypastorchat.com. Or you can go to commonsensecounseling.org, commonsensecounseling.org. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can, support the program. Please remember, this program is listener-supported. And until next time, may God bless. Bye-bye.
Been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.